Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast within the weekend there. That's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sham on. And today featuring Nelly.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
Ted, you said the soccer moms are losing their minds on this one. Oh, my God, yeah. Nelly, take it on the one and only Usher on a Bad Choice Friday. Here's how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Follow us on Twitter or Men's Room Live. Either vote for Nelly Hotted here or Usher, yeah. One of those two tunes coming up in minutes here. When we do the Bad Choice Friday.
Not as sexy when you said affirmative, yeah.
Our question, when were you the most embarrassed for either you or someone else? And here come those emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Today, my brother turns 27. His name is Bubba. He is an amazing man. He has come so far in just 27 short years. So how about giving him a big old happy Chinooka? Andy, your penis is too small. And maybe the dirty German's telling him how to enjoy himself with a case of road rash in a big diesel truck.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, instead of enjoying a big diesel truck, why don't you get rid of the easel truck part?
Yeah, it's this big diesel truck, so it looks like I won't have much to hold on to.
Bitches, good day to you and yours.
Compensation joke, man.
I see. My name is Jake, and it's my 29th. I would love a she's got a roof that don't leak. And the dirty Germans explain why they appreciate a roof that don't leak. I don't think we have the roof that don't leak anymore, but the dirty Germans can talk about it.
Yeah, I can't believe we don't have a roof that don't leak. Personally, I like a woman with a leaky roof. Makes me feel better about being me.
Yeah, so one time I hooked up with that woman that had a young baby. The roof leaked on me.
Yeah, not even the whole roof, just the hood.
Yeah. It's like it's not that hot out. Why is it sweaty underneath here?
What up, bitches? This is Kyle in New Orleans, Louisiana. I got hooked on your show when you were on the radio down here on the bayou, and now I listen on radio.com. It is my wife's birthday. Can she get an original fish sandwich, a suck-it-up cupcake, and a big old Leroy Jenkins, please?
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Afternoon, gentlemen. Could you shout out my husband, Dalton Dempsey, on his birthday with some dirty Germans talking about skinless bangers? P.S. We're gay. Thanks. That from Drake.
Yeah, gay or not, it makes no difference to me. You want these skinless bangles, I'll bring you chocolates German style.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's four of a short, stout vanilla cake.
You got those chocolate-covered nuts, too.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Melts in your mouth, great. Not in your hand.
I don't mind a raisinette, either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying mine
is... raisinette.
So I control these raisins?
Yeah, it's a Vienna sausage and figs.
Did you ever leave a cherry out too long? This was I looked like Santa. It's a little breakfast sausage hanging out with candy cherries. It's been cold. It's been maybe wrinkled. So I don't know what's happening.
They're turning these guys up.
Yeah. So you like all that talk? You too? Happy birthday.
Yeah, I want to see dried cherries. And Vienna sausage.
Yeah, put us together. It's like a trail mix.
Yeah, that's our collective name, the trail mix.
Hey, you're welcome for the Hornets, fellas.
Guys, my wife, Lydia, turns 30 today. If you could please get Captain Crunch to tell her that time he drank too much tequila. Thank you, guys. That from James.
Oh, there's no such thing as drinking too much. However, I found, internationally speaking, law enforcement disagrees. Who know you couldn't shave a gerbil if you want to insert it somewhere crazy? Crunchberries.
Guys, Scott from Olympia here. All the bitches, my 32nd birthday is today. Can I get some dirty Germans talking about butternut squash? Thanks, guys, for all you do and rock on.
Yeah, I did not know that you knew my penis's nickname.
Yeah, let's remember what's this butternut squash. You have to cook it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Well, it stays hard.
You want it soft in the middle.
Yeah. Butter stuffs. Don't die on us.
Yeah. All right, see what we got here. Guys, my wife's birthday is today, but unfortunately, she cannot tolerate your show. So I'll have to listen to it on the podcast on radio.com later on in the day, and maybe she can tolerate you. Who knows? Either way, Mr. Miles, please say something inspirational, and could Ted give her a pep talk on how 40 is not old? How 40 is not old. Okay. And we do not have Matt's wife's name here, do we?
Okay. Well, she can't stand us.
Remember, wife of Matt, plenty of people will turn 40 this year, and they'll talk about it, and count down the days in their 30s, and they'll whine, and they'll moan about turning 40, because that's what old people do.
All right, Matt, thanks for listening. Wife of Matt? Yeah, 40's not old at all. For dudes...
Oh, please announce my best friend Steve's birthday. Happy 40th birthday, Steve. Love Princess. Thanks so much. Steve loves your show. I'm from Princess. Steve doesn't look old.
Hey, we should try to listen to the show.
But Joel's happy birthday to Robin, who today has completed her 51st revolution around the sun, no longer slinging drinks in a dump, and now making some of the best flower arrangements at the Bothell Florist. Can I get a little kid fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about Robin's flower? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Mad Jack.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, if you are so good with your flower arrangements, I have a specific blossom to show you.
Yes, you know, this gentleman read that email, and for some reason thought there is no flowers at the brothel. Instead, it's always like Bothell.
Oh, you read brothel.
Every time I see the name of that town, maybe it says something about me. But I'm always like, fresh flowers at a brothel? No, sir.
I don't want that. I'm not trying to teach anybody. Bothell. My bad.
This was the all-star game.
Bitches, I'm turning 65 today. Can I get a shout-out for making this far and not killing my kids, surviving two ex-wives, and still not needing the little blue pill? I am now officially an old fart with my only concerns are my next tea time, my next bowel movement, and sleeping through the night while not getting up more than once to pee. You guys rock and always bring a little sunshine to my afternoons. Can I get a big old bong hit and a Leroy Jenkins? All the best, that from Stevie Wonder.
Wait for it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails hanging there, Robin. Listening to your guys' daily podcast, radio.com, specifically Miles and Mike, comparing number of Eagle Scout badges.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Those are merit badges, what those are
called. How many badges did you get, Miles?
Like 27, 30-something.
How did you have, Mike?
I had one more than Mike, whatever he had.
I believe I had 29.
I had 30.
He's an Eagle Scout.
This guy had 31. And like Miles said, I found the sash in my mom's house after she died. She kept everything. That from Chris. Oh, Macholas, as far as Ernest, The alternate Ernest movie titles were great, by the way. I was building a Jumbotron and had to use a ladder. When I needed to move the ladder, I just grab it and hop with it. One of my stagehands questioned the safety of doing such a move, but I told him that if it's good enough for Ernest, it's good enough for me. Well, that dude was much younger than me. He didn't get the reference. Oh, well. By the way, guys, what a lot of people don't know is that Ernest's character actually came from a series of commercials that he did way back in the day. Cheers, guys. That's from John, the Jumbotron guy, who now listens to us in Cincinnati, Ohio.
John, I'm old enough to know that.
I only knew that from Googling Ernest yesterday.
Yep. It, for me, it was, can you believe the dude from the commercials has a series of movies now?
Okay. Older guys, here's mine as far as what happened with your tummy. I went out with my friends one night and picked up a bag of white stuff at this chick's apartment before going out. We got our bag, and as soon as I did, a little bump, I had to go pretty bad. Gals at the house were all going in and out of the bathroom, getting ready to go out. Mind you, I did not know these chicks, and they were all super hot and way out of my league. So I was faced with a decision of either pooping my pants or tearing up their bathroom when they weren't looking. I chose the latter and totally destroyed the place. After doing my business, I grabbed my buddies and told them we had to go immediately. 2 seconds later, as we're going out the door, I hear a blood-curdling scream from one of the girls, and my buddy wants to turn around and find out what's happening. I, however, already know. So I yelled at them and said, we're leaving now. Don't turn around. We tore out of there and had a good laugh later. That from the gangster.
Why are we so embarrassed to leave a stink when we poop? It's poop, right?
I'm saying this out loud. Somebody else's house.
And I don't want to do it either.
I know.
I was at a house once that was inhabited only by women. And me and my buddy were supposed to spend the night there. And we left because it smelled so bad.
Who's responsible?
I don't know. Which one of the girls? I don't know.
Oh, it was one of them.
This bathroom just had the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life.
So it was them?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It was awful. Yeah, I mean, sorry. I mean, it was, I could smell it right now.
I mean, was it like a poop smell or something, you alien?
It was, from what Bernie and I could deduct, was there was an old, we'll say product maybe that had been left in the trash.
I gotcha. Yeah. I got you.
But I mean, he had the doors off the Jeep. It was summertime, so we just had shorts and a t-shirt. We drove home at like 4 in the morning.
Okay. Because it smelled that bad.
Yeah.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. But first, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Cool.
Gas station sushi makes me sit. Sometimes I have to sit in the gas station for a long time. I wish gas station sushi wouldn't make me sit.
Three times fast.
Gas station sushi makes me sit. Sometimes I have to sit in the gas station for a long time. I wish gas station sushi wouldn't make me sit.
One.
Gas station sushi makes me sit. Sometimes I have to sit in the gas station for a long time. I wish gas station sushi wouldn't make me sit.
Two.
Gas station sushi makes me sit. Sometimes I have to sit in the gas station for a long time. I wish gas station sushi wouldn't make me sit.
Oh! Wow. Big win last time in Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now. Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Very late night. Very, very late night.
We partied like it was the weekend last night, man.
I've never smoked smelling salts before, but that was a great suggestion,
Miles. Much like that emailer there who got that yak that made you poop. Mine just made me throw up.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing, but you fought through it, and we wrote some great rhymes.
We stayed up late last night, coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, we come in here today. You're not going to believe this. There is a listener submitted.
Are you kidding me?
Mike and I got a call about that last night.
About what?
Why didn't you let us know, man? We were up until 4:30 coming up with the best rhymes.
No, we got a call from the cops.
You guys
were up for a while.
That was different.
Well, we came in and we got this Ted versus the FCC from a good listener named Dennis Carr. And as we say, listeners come first all the time, especially with any member of the show, but especially on Ted versus the FCC. Nothing wrong with that. Don't be selfish. This week's Ted versus the FCC is about Fred and his truck, and it goes something like this. Fred flies his fancy flying ferry truck fueled by fancy fly ferry truck fuel. Fred's fancy flying ferry truck fuel fills his fancy flying ferry truck for $50.
Huh.
The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Fred flies his fancy flying ferry truck fueled by fancy flying ferry truck fuel. Fred's fancy flying ferry truck fuel fills his fancy flying ferry truck for $50.
Three times fast.
Fred flies his fancy flying ferry truck fueled by his fancy flying ferry truck fuel. Fred's fancy flying ferry truck fuel fills his fancy flying ferry truck for $50.
One.
Fred flies his fancy ferry flying ferry truck fueled by his fancy flying ferry truck fuel. Fred's fancy flying ferry truck fuel fills his fancy flying ferry truck with $50.
Two.
Fred flies his fancy ferry flying ferry truck fueled by his fancy flying ferry truck fuel. Fred's fancy flying ferry truck fuel fills his fancy flying ferry truck for $50.
Oh! So close.
Wow.
Another win at Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
50 years of KISW, brought to you by Palace Law. Here's Patrick Palace.
We are a full-service virtual law firm. We are settling cases right now. We are giving people money. We are sending out checks right now.
Palace Law is open and fighting for you now. If you get injured, contact them at palacelaw.com.
Hey, friends. My triple bonus jack combo is back. Get triple the meat and cheese with my secret sauce, plus curly fries and a drink, all for just $5.99. Or you can make it a quad for a buck more. That's legitness for a limited time. Only at Jack in the Box. Plus tax, limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Include small drink and fries.
The United States Postal Service is now hiring city carrier assistants in the following cities: Kent Covington, Redmond, Bellevue, and Bothell. Apply online at usps.com/careers. Begin a great career with the United States Postal Service. The USPS is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pacific Northwest knows a thing or two about abundant natural beauty. So we think you'll love Thomas's English Muffins. Our signature Nooks and Crannies deliciousness brings all the breakfast beauty you could ask for. Thomas's. Wake up to what's possible.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online. And it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
On a rainy Halloween night in Washington, D.C., Nori Amaya heads out to go salsa dancing. 2 days later, she is found brutally murdered in her apartment. Security footage reveals people coming and going from Nori's building, but they're wearing masks and costumes, so potential suspects can't be identified. Who killed Nori Amaya, and why? This is the official Unsolved Mysteries podcast, Episode 3, The Salsa Queen Murder. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, or wherever you get your shows.
If you're on Medicare and Medicaid in the state of Washington, you may be able to get more benefits at no additional cost. A UnitedHealthcare Dual Complete Plan combines your Medicare and Medicaid coverage to give you more benefits than original Medicare. You get all the original Medicare benefits, plus prescription drug coverage, $0 drug copays on all tiers of covered medications with option for home delivery, virtual medical or mental health visits, virtual provider visits for medical or general mental health help, fitness program. Renew Active is a fitness program for body and mind at no additional cost. no referrals, access to our large provider network with no specialty referrals required, urgent and ER care coverage, worldwide urgent and emergency care coverage. You'll get all of this and more from one plan at no additional cost to you. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, call United Healthcare at 855-503-0166, TTY 711. That's 1-855-503-0166, TTY 711. Benefits and features vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
If you could create your dream engagement ring, what would it look like? Come to Shane Company and let us help you bring your vision to life. You'll be delighted when you see our selection of unique ring settings, designed in-house and meticulously crafted to look beautiful from every angle, in platinum, yellow gold, white gold, and our signature shade of rose gold. In addition to the classics, we have trending styles, stunning halo designs, including popular hidden halos, elegant floral rings, intricate vintage looks, art deco designs, and more. For your center stone, choose a sparkling diamond in your favorite shape, or perhaps a vibrant ruby or colorful sapphire. Our sapphires come in over a dozen colors, like cognac, raspberry, and blue-green. All our stones are natural, ethically sourced, and hand-picked for their beauty. We can't wait to help you bring your vision to life. This ring represents your love story. Why not make it perfect?
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. The weather's getting better, so it's time to spring into more at Kia Puyallup with the all-new 2021 Kia lineup. Get the latest safety and tech in the ready-for-anything 2021 Kia Sorento, the impressive Telluride, or the sporty K5. Every new Kia from Kia Puyallup is backed by their 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus oil changes and car washes for life. Kia Puyallup, the Puget Sound's premier Kia dealership since 1995. KiaPuyallup.com or Highway 167 and Valley Avenue Northeast.
Hey, it's Otto, install manager at Car Toys. Our 34th birthday bash is here with all the expert help you need to build your dream car audio system. We've done over 9 million installs and have amazing deals like free installs on select Apple CarPlay and Android Auto receivers, including the Alpine ILX W650 at $299 with a free Alpine camera included.
Save up to $150 on speakers. Get 25% off Infinity Reference speakers starting at $75 and Bogo Half Alpine Type S speakers at the Car Toys 34th birthday bash.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
What you doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities. With over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks. Bose is the registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.
Why so serious?
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The Men's Room on the Rock is powered by The Advocates, official sponsor of The Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want The Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call The Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
That's news under the hour from KISW in Seattle.
50 years of KISW.
Hi, this is Jerry Cantrell.
Congratulations to KISW.
KISW on the air with
Gene Simmons.
Because we think it's yummy.
You're listening to Western Radio.
99.9.
KISW.
The shout of the day, brought to you by
1-800-DUIOA.
Text the Men's Room at 77999. 99.9 KISW.
Ah, weekend. You can taste it. Coming up in minutes, we'll trigger toast for the shout of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, no. I want ice cream, Steve.
here in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a cat that went missing 4 years ago has been reunited with its owner after wandering from New Jersey to Pittsburgh.
New Jersey to Pittsburgh?
Right, and it was missing for four doggone years.
That's a long way to go.
Right, and I feel like we just had a story not, what, three days ago that was 15 years that they were missing?
I think he probably took 70 the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most of the way.
I think he was just tired of being a Jets fan.
That's fair.
So he's like, screw it, I'll go be a Steelers fan. Right.
A man in Australia set a record by running a marathon in a little over 16 hours while pulling a one-ton truck behind him.
He ran a marathon towing a truck?
Correct.
Wow!
I mean, it's impressive, but also it's stupid.
What if you're going downhill? You really gotta pick up
run fast.
Right, exactly.
Australia's pretty flat.
Oh, good point, good point.
Can you have somebody in the driver's seat if you're towing, if you're pulling a truck?
I think you have to,
right?
I mean, seriously, you gotta have brakes. Somebody's gotta be able to hit the brake.
Or take a corner, man.
Right.
That's flat, dude.
The whole place is flat.
Flat. Just one room.
Dunkin' Donuts launched a new line of jelly beans that tastes like their iced coffee.
Okay.
Ha! All right. I like iced coffee.
Yes. I mean, I'd rather just have iced coffee.
I think the big loser out of all this is just like those cheap knockoff jelly beans. They're not Jelly Belly. They're not Starburst. Yeah. Nobody's eating you anymore.
That's right.
Well, they will coming up with Easter. I mean, I don't even know people who eat jelly beans, but typically that's their season.
That's fair. That's fair.
Does anyone actually like jelly beans?
No.
The Starburst ones, yeah.
That's different because they're Starburst, but I mean just standard jelly beans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get that package of, like, jelly beans.
Yeah, throw them out.
Yeah, well, they have the code on them, like, what is what? I'm always like, I don't care. They all suck.
Well, that's Jelly Belly, though. They're working hard. I mean, when I was a kid, I'd eat the orange ones and the red ones.
Okay, right. But orange and red is safe within
the
candy.
The black one. Yeah, get them out of there.
I took them out of my basket and gave them to other people.
With the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, though, I suppose I'll try them. But the thing is, I'm not outraged or anything like that just because they have such an array of flavors already. There's grass flavor, for goodness sake. So
I know. There's vomit, earwax.
Right,
you know.
I'm not going to get bent out of shape.
I would say this to Dunkin' Donuts. Why not make it just taste like donuts?
Right.
Bam.
Like
coffee. Thank you.
Yeah.
The best thing they have.
A new study, I don't know, man, that coffee's pretty legit.
Yeah, it is.
A new study found that rich people feel good about themselves.
I bet they do.
That's
they're
a
rich
study.
But all their money doesn't make them care more about other people.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, this is groundbreaking.
Why would you care? Either you do or you don't. If you don't and I give you money, you still don't. Right. Now you just don't have money.
Thumbs down to minimum wage. You know.
A man in Georgia dressed up as a Home Depot employee and stole merchandise from stores on several occasions.
Don't condone it, but you know what?
That's funny.
Right.
Right.
And it worked. It's our theory of putting on an orange vest, have a clipboard, you can be anywhere.
I was about to bring that up.
No one will question you because you have that orange vest. Right.
Right.
Or if you have a forklift.
You think he just rolled out with a forklift?
Gotta get this pallet, put it in his truck.
A man in Washington had to be rescued after he was trapped under a 1,500-pound bale of hay.
Mm-hmm. That's why he had to be rescued.
That's right.
That thing weighs a lot. Goodness gracious.
I still think he was doing something bad in there.
Did they figure out what he was doing? Is there an update on it?
I'm not working on it, Miles.
Okay.
Yeah. Sheep.
A man is going viral for taking a video of himself stuck on a chairlift for hours holding a pee.
That is pretty funny.
Have you seen it?
I haven't watched it. I listened to like the audio of it. So it's funny. Like you can hear the people talking to him and they're like, hey, don't worry. Like it'd only be like an hour. And he's like, well, I really got to pee. And then it's like, yeah, man, we're still working on it. It's going to be like another hour. Then it's like, it's going to be 2 hours.
Oh, did he just pee or what?
I can't remember.
I would have just like, guys, look, well, do me a solid move. Yeah. I got to pee.
I think eventually they just moved. The problem is he's up in that lift, so the wind could take that pee anywhere.
That's their problem.
All right, question for you guys. What is the spot in your home that's always a mess?
Oh, man, you're talking to the
kitchen
wrong guy.
Kitchen counter.
Yeah, Miles, I know that you're a clean guy, so.
Yeah.
Kitchen counter?
Nowhere.
Ted?
The table I should eat dinner at?
Yeah.
I should eat.
To me, it's the office space. But 4 out of 5 Americans have at least one spot in their home that's always a mess, according to a new poll. And the average is 3 different spots.
Huh.
We also have a couple other factoids here from that particular study. We have 5, in fact. Number 5, 1 in 5 people say a specific person in their family causes most of the messes.
Yes, yeah. The messy person.
Right. I'm so sick of that bastard.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to call it my daughter, but it's her.
Yeah, I hate to take ownership, but it's me.
You're a messy guy?
I'm not going to say I'm messy, but
you're the messy guy.
Of the two of them, yes, I'm the messy one.
Okay.
All right.
I see how you play that.
I'm not the clean
guy. I'm not going to say I'm messy. I'm just saying I'm messier than the person
I'm just saying when it comes down to, hey, can you help me clean, it said at me more than a lot of
times. How about when you were growing up? Were you the messy
No. Lord, no. That was my...
My whole thing is I'm a messy person at my place.
Mm-hmm.
But like whenever I live with roommates or whatever, like I try not to leave a mess... Like,
yeah,
like
you're pretty good.
Yeah, like so I'm like,
you're
I don't
good
mind.
At communal living.
Right.
Exactly. You might, well, no. I'm not going to say you're good at communal living. Like, you don't leave a mess, but you drank half of the last beer. Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. Not messy. But you know God what? Damn it, we have to go get Mike? And you didn't finish it.
What's up?
Am I going to take anything about the last beer from these two?
Right? Number four.
All about the first.
62% of Americans currently have a plastic bag filled with other plastic bags somewhere in their home.
I do.
I did growing up. I don't now.
I do not. Because they don't sell plastic bags. They're in the stores.
Exactly. In the city, they don't have them.
I have every plastic bag that's been given to me in the last 100 years, and they come in handy, man.
I do have paper bags with other... I have one... giant bag that has a bunch of other paper bags in it.
Yes. I use it for all my recycling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
like
it.
Those bags are just waiting to the day they get filled with cans.
Do you also have a box that's massive that you bought some appliance in and then you put the bag in that box to hold it all together?
I do not.
Ooh, you know what I have? I have the bags that are really nice for when you gift wine to people.
Okay. Oh, my God. Real, though.
First of all, I don't buy people gifts. Second of all, I would never buy them wine. But for some reason, I have four
of those bags.
Right? Just in case... I need to gift wine.
They
were gifted to me, and I said, maybe I should save these bags. I don't know why.
For me, tough part is taking out recycling. Like on Monday morning, you always got to do the old, all right, man, thanks for coming by.
Before you dump your bottles.
Yeah, it wasn't just me in there. That's crazy. Man.
Yeah, that's a wake-up call for sure.
Bottles of Jameson.
Number three, half of us have a quote-unquote laundry chair or some other surface where laundry piles up. 38% have a pile of paper sitting around that needs to be sorted, and 1 in 4 have a junk bowl full of random stuff like extra keys.
Nope.
I have a junk bowl.
A drawer.
I'm telling you what, man, I was already pretty lean, but this pandemic has really leaned me out.
I'm sure that's right.
I mean, I've just... go around like, do I need this anymore? Like, I'm living that life.
I'd love to do that. I got two kids. It just...
Right.
It just doesn't work out that way in spite of
threats. Well, no, that's not true. You've gone to like 1-800-JUNK or whatever for like 10 rounds.
But that's still my stuff.
Yeah, no, it's what I'm saying.
Some of the kids don't... there's extra space for us to leave our crap around.
Never had the laundry chair, though. It always just kind of sits in the basket until I get around to washing it again. Number two, 88% of us have a junk drawer. I do have that
one.
A third of us,
What counts as junk?
Yeah, it's not really junk. It's not batteries.
It's just an all-purpose drawer, right?
Small light bulbs, a few matchbooks. The same thing you have in your junk drawer, I have a
couple business cards.
It's for the
scissors,
stuff that can't have a place.
A cool sticker that I'm not sure where I want to put it yet.
I got...
It's the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes.
Does anybody else have a koozie drawer?
No.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't use the koozie. I'm not a koozie.
That's why they're all in the drawer.
Yeah.
A third of us didn't start one on purpose. It just sort of happened. The most common junk drawer items are pens, notepads, batteries, tape, tools, scissors, pencils, screws, nails, and rubber bands.
Yeah, that's about right.
It works.
I got some condoms in there, too.
And finally, the number one, our most common messy spot includes closets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garages. Basements, men caves, and anywhere your kids spend time.
That would be...
That one I can check.
That's true.
All the other ones I'm pretty good at.
A man in Nashville has a good reason for why he was passed out drunk behind the wheel.
What was that good reason?
I will tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Yes, exactly. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, we made it to drinking time.